sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins. I am the broker of Movers Real Estate Company and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And I have with us in studio today one of my team members, and that is Mark Carr. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky.
So tell me what you do on the team.
So I have two roles on the team. I'm the director of operations and a buyer's agent. Love both of those.
Yeah. So why a team? That's what we're going to cover today.
It's a great topic.
Why a team? Why a real estate team instead of a single real estate agent? You know, for nearly 25 years, I was a single real estate agent just all by myself. Actually, for almost all of those years, I was an independent broker, which meant I was my own broker. And so there was just me and the company, period. Right?
Wow.
And sold a lot of real estate.
Sure.
Here was the problem. No time off. I mean, people expect their realtor to be available all the time.
Absolutely, they do. Which is understandable. I mean, because they're looking for homes, they're trying to sell their home, and they're also trying to work. They don't take a vacation in order to buy or sell a house.
Right.
So they're in the midst of working. And so sometimes you have to talk at night, during the early mornings, whatever time is convenient. And that's where the team really comes into play.
Definitely weekends and holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's when buyers are out there wanting to buy.
Right.
It's when they're after work hours, weekends, holidays, their day off.
Right.
So you would think that realtors just wouldn't work during the day. And they would only work weekends. But how does that work? Well,
right.
Somehow you still have to be available all the time.
Right.
And that worked. I mean, it had to work. There was no such thing as a real estate team back in the day. There was a real estate brokerage, and the broker would have agents. Now, that still is the case.
Right.
Every licensee is... in the state of Oklahoma, must work under the direction of a broker, under the supervision of a broker. And you're charged with supervising the agents under you. Now, I'm using words here that are just common words in our language, but they're not really correct, are they, Mark?
Correct. Exactly right.
The word agent... we do not have a law of agency in Oklahoma. That was changed. The legislature decided, well, there's no law of agency. And the law of agency basically means that you work under the direction of and for, you are representing a buyer or a seller or a party in a real estate transaction. Could be a tenant or a landlord. Okay. Well, we don't do that. We still use the word agent, but we're truly not agents. We're licensees, licensed by the state of Oklahoma. And under the, we must abide by the rules of Oklahoma Real Estate Commission.
Right.
And we have lots of people who give us rules, right? We have NAR, which is National Association of Realtors. And that's voluntary, by the way. You don't have to become a realtor. You just can be a licensee and just sell real estate. Problem is you don't get access to the multiple listing if you don't sign up to become a realtor, right?
Right, yeah.
So we're going to talk about the difference. Why in a single agent, independent, and when I say an independent agent, I mean just a realtor, just a licensee who's out there selling alone. And most are selling alone, by the way. right?
Right. And that's where you see most often is somebody would say, well, I've been a real estate agent, and it's just them running their business. They're not necessarily working with a team and not necessarily working closely with a broker.
Yeah, we've had some brokers in the area be fined and get into some trouble for lack of supervision of the licensees under their brokerage. A lot of companies have like 200 licensees under their brokerage. They've got a broker that supposedly supervises these people in their writing of contracts and stuff. That doesn't sometimes work as well as it should.
Right.
Okay. Now, we've got some good ones, too. We've got some that really provide a lot of office support. They will have an office manager and another broker that's there to give direction and answer questions. But it's still different than a team. So what's the first thing about a team that you think of, Mark?
First thing I think about a team is availability. Because none of us can be available 100% of the time. But together as a team, you can be available. You can say, when we work as a team, if you're not able to get a hold of me, you can call the office. You can call Shelley in the office. You can talk to one of our other teammates. We have other ways to reach out to do availability. The other part is expertise. We all bring a little something different to the table in expertise to know that we are very deep in knowledge in a vast area of real estate. So it's wonderful. We also challenge each other.
Yeah. I think that you hit the nail on the head there. I think the first thing that we keep in mind is availability to our clients. I mean, if I'm at an event at church and it's going to last 3 or 4 hours and someone really tries to get hold of me, they need someone else to contact, right? If it's really urgent, they need to be able to reach somebody on the team. So A team member will pick up slack for someone else that's busy. Maybe you've got a family wedding, maybe a family reunion, maybe you're just on vacation and decide to go to Italy for a week. So who's going to take those calls while you're gone? Well, your teammates are.
Right.
Right.
And that's where, like, for example, Joe was going on taking his family on vacation and said, hey, Mark, I have a closing while I'm going to be on vacation. Can you go to this closing for me and be there with my clients? Well, so the choices were to not go on vacation, not be there with your clients, or go, hey, teammate, can you step in and help with this? And it's fantastic to be able to do that. It's a win for the client. And I know there's probably a real estate agent listening to this show going, I wish I had someone to help me. I haven't had a vacation in 5 years.
Well, and we do different roles on our team as well. And I think our team might be set up differently than some teams, but we all have different roles on our team.
Right.
As to what we do, which streamlines the process, makes it a better experience for our clients that work with us. We're going to talk about those roles. And if you are an independent, standalone realtor, give us a call and tell us your experience. And if you work with a real estate team, give us a call. This is a time where you can kind of say the good, the bad, and the ugly of real estate teams and working independently by yourself. And there's a lot of good to that, by the way. For those of us who like to be in control and are control freaks, I would fall into that category. You control the entire transaction from the realtor perspective. You can't control the mortgage company or the surveyor or title company or anything, but at least the transaction you can have a lot more control and knowledge about what's going on when you're the only one there. You are a team of one. So we'll come right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker number 47388, with the Oklahoma Real Estate Commission. And Mark Carr.
License number 180484.
There you go. Putting Mark on the spot there. Mark is a member of my real estate team. We're kind of talking about the difference between independent individual agents and a team. If you are either one, if you're a licensed realtor, licensed licensee through real estate in the state of Oklahoma, and you want to call in and be a part of the conversation, we'd like that. And I will give you a lunch at Casa Perico just for calling in, putting yourself out there. I hear, you know, we went to a social event this week that was just full of realtors and affiliates that do that help realtors, and people say they listen to the show, and I keep saying, well, then call in, be a part of the conversation, but they don't. So if you're the brave one that will call in, let's go to lunch at Casa Perico's.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, well, generally top realtors have other homes listed. They've got other clients other than your home. They also have other clients they're showing homes to. And sadly, we can't just work one client at a time, or we would not make a living, would we, Mark?
Right, we would not.
Right. So you need to market and sell homes to other buyers as well. So a team can benefit a client. Because one member is unable to, maybe they're out showing another client, and you want to see this new house that goes on the market. Mm-hmm. So you can call another great agent on the team, and that agent can assist you. And so it's more like around-the-clock support, and we go, well, maybe not totally around-the-clock, because we don't think too well in the middle of the night, do we? It gets to be 1, 2, 3 in the morning, and we're like not doing real estate. But most of the time, most of our waking hours, we do. And there are a lot of teams in our metro area. Most of our real estate teams are large. We have what we call mega teams. They will have 20 to 30 people on a team. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of agents. And how many do we have on our team, Mark?
We have 9.
We have 9?
8.
We have 8.
8.
I think. Right?
Unless I'm going to get fired here, right here.
Okay. We have 8. We have 8 folks on the team. I'm the broker and team leader. And then we've got Judy.
Mm-hmm. Listing partner.
Listing partner. I list properties and Judy lists partners. Judy's been with me a very long time and knows the real estate business inside and out. And she helps list property. And then we've got buyer's agents that go out and show buyers property when they call in on our signs, or you get on the internet and they see one of our listings. They're interested in seeing it.
Right. We have Joe Blake and myself who fill that role.
Joe.
Blake and myself.
And to be on my team, you pretty well have to be, what, at least 6'1", 6'2"?
Right now we're fielding a basketball team.
In height. I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I feel so small when I'm around you guys. So I do have a bunch of tall men buyer's agents, which is pretty unusual, frankly.
It is.
But they're good. So I like them. And then we've got our support staff, which is?
We have Sandra, who is our listing manager, and Shelley, who is our transaction manager, and Julie, who is our project manager.
We've got lots of managers.
We got managers.
They've got to manage us, right?
Right. I think that's what they struggle with the most, is managing us.
Yeah, there you go.
We need to be managed sometimes.
So let's kind of break that down as to what we do on the team. I have to supervise everybody on the team. Mm-hmm. I do the training for the team. What else do I do? Do I just sit there?
So one of the roles that you have is rainmaker, which is going out and bringing in business, you know, which is what you do in going and networking, going and doing. You just finished another commercial shoot?
I did. Went to New York this week.
Yeah. So that will be coming soon on television. New commercial with Barbara Corcoran. So it is a lot of the business comes from the
40, previous business we've done.
Yeah, your best clients are repeat and referral.
Yeah, and after about four decades in the business, luckily I have a lot of folks that do reuse our services to sell property, manage their properties. A lot of people don't know we do property management, but we do.
Yeah.
And so if you're an investor wanting to buy something, we will fix you right up. We run into some good deals sometimes. This is just a little side commercial, Mark. We run into some really good investment things sometimes. And many times I would buy those. I'm not in the buying mode right now. Mm-hmm. So we have investors that will buy certain areas of town. And if you're an investor and want to invest in real estate, we want to help you because we feel like our expertise and our knowledge of Central Oklahoma will help you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's I know with we have several that we work with investors that knowing what fits that particular investor.
Right.
In a certain price bracket or a certain style of home or it's a great. To work with that.
Usually investors try to keep their properties kind of in one area.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because I like to have them in little clumps too. So if we're going to manage them and be able to, you know, get repairs done on them and stuff. So, okay. So we have, my job is bringing in the business, training agents, supervising the team.
Yeah, and that training aspect of it is not small, of making sure that I know that instilling the knowledge and experience that you have had into the team is a critical part of what we do.
I'd put my team up against any member of my team. I would put up against almost any broker in the metro. Our team is so knowledgeable. They know what they're doing. Each member of the team is very good. And what most people don't realize, except for Julie, who used to be licensed and is no longer because she just works part-time now, but the rest of the team is fully licensed, dues-paying realtors.
So why does that matter, Becky?
Well, it matters because it's the law, for one thing. You are not – so many people – so many real estate companies use unlicensed assistants that do not have the knowledge to do the job. In fact, they're prohibited from doing certain things.
Right.
A lot of things. If you're not licensed, if another agent calls the office and says, now, is that 5 acres or 10 acres? If you're not licensed, you cannot answer a question about a property, even to another licensee. Well, it's done all the time, and I just won't do it. I have everyone licensed.
Right.
Cost a lot of money to do that.
Well, and that's one of the things I've seen with you, Becky, is that when you stop to following the guidelines, it takes you down a path of shortcuts. And in real estate, how many people have gotten themselves into trouble financially, legally, because they start to take a shortcut within real estate? Because these transactions are often large. I mean, often it's the largest transaction that someone's going to make in their lifetime. And they matter. They matter to where we live. So it matters that we follow guidelines and law.
Yeah. And those laws are usually put there for a reason. Sometimes we raise our eyebrow and wonder,
right,
why is this a law? But most of the time it's very clear. It right. is for the protection of the public.
Right.
So that's my job on the team, right?
That is.
And then I'm a listing agent as well, listing partner. Judy and I take about half and half of mm-hmm. the listings in the office. In fact, mm-hmm. last year I think we took exactly half of the listings in the office. This year, Judy, you should take more. If you're listening, you should take more listings than me this year. So we're going to return with more about a real estate team. I invite my real estate friends to call in with Becky Ivins, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, and I have in studio here Mark Carr, who is our Director of Operations on our real estate team, and Mark also works with buyers and goes out to sell homes to them. You know, we're talking about the difference in a real estate team and an individual agent, and one of the downsides to working, at least it's perceived as being a downside, is when you choose a team, you have to accept the fact that you won't be interfacing with the head honcho. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to give you a fair price, work with your insurance company on every detail of the insurance claim, fix a small repair, or do an entire roof. Robbins Roofing is the roofing company that I trust, and you can contact them at 728-3700. 728-3700. Okay, Mark, head honcho, right? Okay, the definition for honcho, that's our word of the day. And it's kind of got almost a negative connotation. It's an important or influential person.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes they're referred to as someone that thinks they're a big shot, right? You know, but actually, when you are working with a real, well, it's person sort of in charge, head right. honcho, right? So, and that's one of the things that we struggle with as a team, is that everybody calls and wants to talk to Becky Ivins. Well, my name's on the sign. I am the broker. I'm the one that's been doing it the longest. Of course, they want to go to the top.
Sure. Right. And that's where a lot of people call in and say, can I, you know,
just talk to Becky.
I just want to talk to Becky.
Yeah.
Which you make yourself available. Amazing. Like, I think you're amazing at making that every now and then when you're in the office, you answer the phone.
I know.
Every now and then.
People, well, like, if it rings more than about three times, I'm going,
You're picking it up. You're,
yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
That a team leader needs to hold the partners accountable for their measure and measure the performance of the team. Right?
Right. And that's the critical part of where the head honcho, the leader, sets the environment that is the expected excellence for everybody else on the team. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I know on our team is we all are striving to get to the point where we represent Becky Ivins well.
And that persona of Becky yeah. Ivins, I sometimes strive to get there too, Mark. but you know, it's easy to hold one person accountable, but sometimes teams are different because some teams just aren't organized and they lack cohesive communication and they're not as cooperative as they should be. That is probably, if I were to list my accomplishments in life, my first would be an incredible marriage and a long time marriage. The second is going to be my four amazing children because they're very good citizens of and good people. But I have a great team that is cohesive. Our team, I mean, people say, oh, our team, our workplace is like family. Is ours like family, Mark?
Oh, absolutely.
It really is like family. We care about each other. We jointly care about our clients.
Right.
I mean, we have had, oh my goodness, we have had some really tragedies within our client family this week.
Right.
And not just one, but I think we had three
a
very tough week. But all of us were going, oh, well, could I call them and talk to them? And the client maybe did not ever meet that team member, but we talk about our challenges in our team huddle each morning. So we feel like we know each client.
Right. Yeah. And that's and I know especially with our situations that are unique situations where someone's going through a life transition, or they're struggling because of a death in the family. You know, oftentimes they have to buy or sell a house in the midst of that, and we make sure as a team we not only are paying attention to the transaction, the figures of the transaction, but the people.
You have to keep in mind that we deal with people.
Yeah.
And yes, we sell homes, but I've always kind of viewed myself as what I went to school to be, which is a social worker.
Right.
And we do a lot of social work in our business.
If
we do it wrong, we can really cause havoc among a family.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do it wrong. We want to do it right. So if it's done right, we do have a very cohesive communication style. We're cooperative with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, each person can act independently. Like you go out and show property, you don't have to call and tell me that you're showing these six homes to this client.
Right.
For safety reasons, you put that on your calendar so that we know where you are in case you never show up again, right?
That is a part. Safety is a big part of and one of those things that's great to be on a team is you operate more safely.
Right.
Do
you know real estate agents, that is one of the most dangerous jobs. The incidence of crime against recently, you sat in that class with me, that safety class, and they said it's right up there with law enforcement.
It's up there with law enforcement. It's up there with nighttime convenient clerk.
Yeah.
They consider it the same
danger level.
Danger level.
You have to use your head, man.
You do. I mean, because the essence is you're showing empty homes to people that sometimes you don't often know very well.
Yeah, the job description is sit in a vacant house in a remote area and wait for strangers to come in. Who wants that job?
Yeah.
And by the way, the pay is nothing unless you sell
something. Unless you sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so sometimes dealing with it, all teams are not created equal. And I'm very fortunate to have a great team. There is nobody on the team I want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I hope. Well, that's great to hear. For the team members listening, that is, bring the bell. That's good news.
Well,
but it's not just, it didn't just happen, Becky. It's you building the team through the years. And one of the things when interview people that you and I have talked about of, I think, Becky, I think you can teach anyone the essence of real estate.
Yeah, what, the nuts and bolts. Nuts and bolts of real estate,
really
sure.
It is not easy, but I think you can do it to just about anyone. But the heart, it's hard to teach the heart. Can you have a heart for people who are buying and selling what is essentially the central point of their lives?
And, you know, and sometimes our own clients kind of fight us on it and don't give us the credit for wanting the best for them and listening to them. What's the first thing that we, our first rule of communicating with a client is not to tell them anything. But to ask them questions.
Right. We have to listen, intentionally listen. And that's the one of the number one things of people who don't make it on our team is when they don't listen, when they don't have a heart to let someone else tell them what is it that they would like.
You know, sometimes we've had a few people that have come and gone from our team that were not real good fits.
Mm-hmm.
One in mind comes to mind that was absolutely a, what would you call it, racist?
It's hard not to call it that. Like, we don't want to call it that.
No, but I mean.
But that's what it
was. A comment came out of this person's mouth, and then we started noticing that the whole attitude of this person was not right.
Yeah.
So that person didn't last on our team very long.
No.
Closed one transaction, which I actually gave this person that transaction. And then there's others that just don't have the work ethic.
Yeah.
That really, they want to be given something. Well, that's not, our team's not a place for you. We work on our team. We work hard. And we make a good living on our team because we work hard and we're empathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you have to have that go after it attitude, but you have to have a care for people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you hold us accountable to that. We know that we're going to get asked.
Well, and if you don't care for people, you usually don't get past the interview process in our company, right?
Right.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break, but we are going to tell you, if you're interested in being on a team of highly productive individuals, we've got two spots open on our team. One is to list property, and one is to work with buyers. And we're going to return right after this break and tell you how to do it. With more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. And Mark, you have been hanging on a very long time. Good morning.
Morning, Becky.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
I got a couple of comments for you.
Okay.
Remember your house you had for sale that was behind Deaconess Hospital in that area? As the one owner, $70,000 house.
I do.
Do you? How fast did that sell, can I ask?
Say that again?
How fast did it sell?
Oh, well, I think we had six offers on that the first day.
Wow. When you said 70,000, it perked my ears up. I'm about three-quarter tempted to run over and find it, but if you snooze, you lose, you know.
Well, when I give my smoking hot deals, they typically sell that weekend because they are good deals. I don't have just any old house be a smoking hot deal. That one was a one-owner property. It truly backed up to Deaconess Hospital.
Yep.
She worked at Deaconess Hospital. The lady that lived there had a gate in the backyard and went, and it was an estate. It's just a two-bed, one-bath.
Yep,
and it did not have updates in it.
Good.
But that's why it sold for, I think it sold for a little over 70. I think our you know, when you have six offers the first day, you tend to get a little more for your property than that.
Yes.
So, and that sold, if I'm remembering right, pretty sure that one sold cash.
So, okay.
It did.
I want to give you an update on my move-on house. Remember, I've been move-on house business.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I called the We Buy Ugly Houses guy.
Yes.
And came out, and he said it needs too much work for him. And guess what it did?
What?
It made me mad.
Oh.
So guess what I'm going to do?
Are you going to fix it? Or are you going to call me and let me buy it?
Well, it's worth about. He offered. He, you know, it's, you know, down in the bottom of the price range here. But I think he wanted to offer about 25, and I said, "Friend, that's fine. It's about half what it's worth." And anyway, it's pretty interesting little interaction there.
Well, Mark, I just want to remind everybody that I buy houses that are ugly and pretty, so you don't have to have an ugly house for me to buy it. And I have investors that will almost always pay more money than a wholesaler.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, do you know what's prevalent in today's market is the iBuyer. It's the
iBuyer?
They're called iBuyers, little I, you know,
okay,
like an internet or a virtual buyer. Most of those are from overseas. You would have to meet them in person. You would probably need to be on the African continent, and they send they send things in the mail, postcards. I'll buy your house, and I get a lot of those because I own several properties, so I get them sent to me wanting to buy my houses from these iBuyers, and I would I'd be pretty interested to know what they would be willing to pay. But I've called on two of those postcards because I thought, I'm just going to get more information about this. Well, no call back. They're, I don't know why they would send it out and not answer their phone or call back.
I understand.
Frankly.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for your call. And if you want to lunch at Casa Perico, just hang on and give Mike your information.
Well,
Mike Gannon is our producer here and probably the best producer in the metro. So we appreciate you, Mike. And okay, Mark, team versus independent realtor agent. Downside to that? Upside to that? Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. I mean, I think the downside that people see is that, well, I want to work with just one person. I don't want to talk to anybody else. I want to work with one, which you certainly can understand that from a perspective, but it's kind of every time when I think about it, that means you're, I think of Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins, where he is playing the one-man band.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, it's because there are different parts to the real estate transaction, and you can use someone who is a one-man band, and there is some positives to that. There's people who do it really well. But in the most of us, it takes a team because we can't do this long-term without taking a vacation sometime.
Well,
we can't
and
do
like,
this long-term while being able to answer over the weekends.
If we need a listing process, someone to go out and take pictures, measure houses, uploaded on all the websites, who do we call? Well, we depend on Sandra to do that on our team. Everybody has a distinct
role.
We
have a role.
But we also have crossover capability. So we thank you for tuning in today. Mark, thank you for coming.
Thanks, Becky, for having
and, me. And Mike Gannon, we thank you for being on board with us today.
Here.
And we'll return next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK.